This is the Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. And Seattle's Talk, we got our good friends and, man, oh, man, longtime sponsors. We got Mitch Setlow from Leathers Home Furnishings. How are you doing, Mitch?
We're doing great. I'm sitting here with the better half of the store. Yes, yeah. Cynthia.
Hi.
Zena Princess.
Zena Warrior Princess.
Yes, Zena Warrior Princess. That's awesome. Well, it's good to have you guys back on. It's been a few months, but we're back at it here. We're going to talk about your store. I got some interesting questions that I want to get people educated on buying furniture, which I know you guys can help us with. So, and these guys are out there at Issaquah. I'll give you their address. And most importantly, you can go check them out at leathersgallery.com. That'll give you the address and the phone number. But the best thing is just go out. These guys, I always say they're like the Disneyland of furniture because, man, oh, man. One time, Mitch, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, and I always remember this. I wrote it down here in the notes. You had said, we are the most eclectic furniture showroom in the Pacific Northwest. And, man, that is true. You got just about everything under the sun there. You sit on it. Well, it was to say, if you, what was your saying, if you sit on it, but it was with Tookus or something?
Well, you know, Pete, I have a lot of sayings. What did I say? We're in the middle of COVID still, and it's hard to remember a lot of things. I said, every seat has a Tookus, or every Tookus has a seat.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah,
every Tookus. That's French, Tookus.
Well, that's good. So tell me what's new at Leathers these days. I know we talked a few months ago. What's going on now?
Well, you know, the good news and the bad news. The good news is people have this buying frenzy still going on because they've been at home. They've realized their environments need some freshening up. They're dumping their old furniture. Sometimes people are dumping their husbands or wives. That we can't really talk about now. But they're basically looking to refresh their home environment, which is really your castle. So this trauma we've gone through and are going through has caused people to rethink their home as being their residence and a place to make them happy. So that's the good news. The bad news is our industry, like many that you people are familiar with, is completely impacted by logistics and supply chain.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier about that. That's a huge problem right now.
They can't even get empty containers because I'm in a business where we ship over from China and Asia and all over the world. And they can't even get the empty containers to fill them up and send them back over.
No, the container mafia, I had a container sitting in Italy with finished beautiful furniture, not unsold, fortunately not customer orders, for 8 weeks. Then they sent it to Spain, my mistake. The container went from 3,000 to 10,000, my cost in 60 days. So we're hoping that this will reverse itself. But right now, customers need to know that things are taking longer. And the longer they wait, the longer they take. But it also, they're increasing in price. Logistic charges, 4%, 6%, 8%, 10%. Wow. And we hate it. We'd rather sell you it for less because my customers always cry about money anyway. You know how that goes.
So basically, you pay for waiting. But Cynthia, Mitch said there's wait times. What are you looking at for wait times? How long is it if you continue to wait?
Go ahead, tell them, Cynthia.
Well, our invoices right now are saying like 24 weeks plus or minus.
Well, wait. They say 8 to 24 weeks.
Yes.
We have to be clear. If you expect. Well, Cynthia's a big swinger.
Our invoices used to say like 8 to 18
yes.
weeks.
Yes,
okay.
And the 18 weeks would have been something that's coming from Italy.
Right, right.
And the average would have been about 12 weeks.
Now, keep in mind, that's if you're ordering, Pete, like a custom site, your sofa, the leather you want, or the fabric you want, the size you want.
Yeah, defining it all yourself.
Which is typically 90%. But we have companies that ship out of L.A., Texas, North Carolina that actually have things in stock. Now, we're very good at finding things in stock for people that want more instant gratification. Not to mention I have about $2 million worth of stock. But most of our customers in our level, because for Chevys to Cadillacs, still want, I love that sofa, but you have a smaller size, a different leather. Actually, they don't talk like that here, but I don't know what they talk like. I can't start. I was telling you Yiddish jokes this morning. So the point is this. There are things that you can have instant gratification. But here's the deal. This morning, I sold some bar stools out of Texas. They're sitting there. But once they ship, my trucker, instead of 2 weeks, is now 4 weeks. So yeah. These are realities. That's all. That's what it is.
Okay. So are you finding, Mitch, are you finding you're able to, since you said you can get American inventory easier, is it, did I hear that correctly, or more quickly, or is that not?
No, no. What I said was we have domestic manufacturers and Canadian and even Italian manufacturers okay. that have what calls in-stock programs, but the in-stock programs are very ravaged right now. So really the bottom line is if you're looking for furniture, and you want furniture now, you need to show up yesterday. If you want right. furniture in 6 months, you need to show up now. If you want furniture today, I'm just saying this is advice for those that are remodeling, right. waiting on their builder. Don't come to us last because you're going to be disappointed.
The other nice thing is, though, too, if people are remodeling, like Mitch just said, we work right off of floor plans. You don't have to wait until you're finished remodeling, and we can look at your wood finishes, your tiles, your paint colors. We actually help with all of those things as well for free. It's part of our design process, and we can get things more timely for you rather than you like having to wait till your house is finished and then wait another right. yeah. 4 to 6 yeah. months to have something made for you.
You know, the analogy, Pete, because you've been in construction, is you don't. You plan your house on paper. It's the same thing with furniture. You could plan your furniture on paper. The reality is it'll get built just yeah. like your house.
Well, and I want to ask you about that here in a sec. That's a great point you bring up, Cynthia, and I have a question around that that I wanted to discuss on the show. But before we go into that, are you guys finding now, because of the trucking logistics problems and the shipping problems, are more people buying off your showroom floor?
Yes, we have. Well, Cindy can answer that, but I just want to say yes. Go ahead, Cindy.
We, like Mitch had alluded to earlier, we have over $1 million worth of furniture in stock.
Yeah, over $2 million. So that's double.
Yeah, $2 million.
You have
right.
you have a lot of inventory.
So not only do we have in our store,
men exaggerate. You know that.
But not only in our store, but we also have a warehouse just a few minutes away from us. In fact, we sold a beautiful sectional out of it.
Yeah, $13,000 floor model from the north of Italy. Gorgeous. I mean, it's worth about $16,000 now if you reordered. I sold it. Don't even ask.
Wow. So they got a deal on that.
They got a deal.
We have a lot of things like that that we could fill up many houses with okay. with beautiful design, not just like, you know, it's not terrible.
Well, and good quality
pieces.
Furniture.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
our
closeouts, our rejects are other men's and customer women's fantasies.
Mitch and I buy a lot of furniture for the floor, which means that we are constantly changing it out yeah. and new pieces are coming in, and the pieces that come off have barely even been on the floor. Yeah. So wow. we have beautiful, beautiful in stock pieces.
We're like the Tinder. We're like the Tinder of furniture.
Swipe the Tinder of furniture.
Well, we have to update the Disneyland thing, you know.
There you go. Well, okay. Well, we can move from Disneyland to Tinder. I was just trying to be more family oriented.
I knew that's more your,
but you know, hey, whatever you want to do.
You swipe left, you get a sectional. You swipe left, you get a single couch. I said sectional. Don't get confused. Okay. But Pete, something remind we're Chevys to Cadillacs. You've been down
yeah.
to our
yeah,
environment.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that with leather and things like that. But Cynthia, you brought up a good point. I had actually, when I was preparing for this show, I wanted to, one of the things that kind of dawned on me, and I want to talk to you. So whether it's building or remodeling, you know, people have this empty palette, right? Now, they may or may not have done the paint. They may or may not have artwork. They may or may not have rugs. They may or may not have furniture. So how do you guys, I mean, if it's kind of an empty canvas, you kind of alluded to that, but can you expand a little bit more about how you can help them with that?
Well, it is an empty canvas. I'm working with somebody right now that is in Idaho, and he's bringing things to the store, and I see his floor plan, but at the same time, he's working on his hard surfaces, his paints, his flooring, some carpets. And what I always say, if you don't look good, we don't look good. So I'm very happy when we're going through things. No, this paint color is going to go better with the wood tones that you're picking. Or I like to pull it all together so that everything looks right, because many things have gold undertones or pink undertones. And the average person doesn't see that. Where Mitch and I are very experienced with that. And it might be just a little different shade difference, but it makes all the difference in the world.
The problem, Pete, is like I told my lawyer, we don't charge for an opinion.
Very good. Very good.
And unlike a lawyer, we guarantee results. A lawyer says, well, you win some and you lose some.
But it takes all the guesswork out of what they're doing. You know, we go through so many things and it's a much calmer, more enjoyable situation. And they are getting what they want. It's not.
You know what, Pete? A lot of times we. Joking or not joking, furniture therapy, marriages, relationships sometimes break up over decision making and remodeling or new construction. It's very stressful. So we take some, Cynthia, like my staff, we all take some of that out because we kind of like the hourglass. We hone it down. The other thing is, remember, we work with a lot of designers, but if you don't have a designer or want to pay for a designer, we can accomplish a lot at no charge because we take pride. Cynthia calls me at 2 a.m. if she thinks she made a wrong decision on a color or a size or a fabric. So we're very diligent. At 2 a.m, I don't answer the phone call.
Well, there we go.
But just for the record, before Cynthia, remember she dumped me, but before pre-Cynthia, I had this girlfriend who was an OBGYN and she would call me at 2 a.m. on her way to do a C-section. And I definitely did not answer the phone call.
The point that he's making is that we truly are passionate and care about our customers. It's not just what can we sell you? And we want to make sure that everything is right for you.
Well, she cares. I don't.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here with Mitch and Cynthia, Xena Warrior Princess. You can check them out there at leathersgallery.com. Give them a call at 425-392-7632. With that, I'm Pete. So this is Home Matters, courtesy of 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle Talk. Is Pete with Home Matters, Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle News. And Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with Mitch Setlow and Cynthia. Cynthia, you know what? I apologize. I always call you Xena Warrior Princess. What is your last name?
Rosanova.
Rosanova. I should know that by now because you guys have been with us for years.
Don't believe
it. I apologize for that, Cynthia. I always focus on your beauty and I forget your last name. Yeah.
But it's easy to say my beauty over the radio, isn't it?
No, I focused on her beauty, but she always makes up her last name.
That's good. Okay. Well, let's get back. Cynthia, you had brought up a really good, because I asked you a question about this blank canvas. And so, but I still want to understand this a little bit better. Because I really want to help people listening to the show understand kind of what you can do for them. And we're going to get into a little bit of the design aspect in a little more detail, too. But as it relates to this empty canvas, should they be picking furniture first and then color and amenities like artwork and rugs? Or is it the other way around? Or what is your thoughts and opinions on that?
If there's a way to do it simultaneously, that is the best way to do it. It begin, like I said in the first part of the show, there's undertones to the paint, to the carpet colors. And if we can do that all at once, we can make sure that everything coordinates well. And then the leather too, or the fabric or whatever. But often, you know, people come in and they've already chosen some of those things. And the beauty of design, interior design, is we can fix it. Not that you have to go change your paint or your carpet or the countertops. We can work with that within the design and bring and make them all work together. Right. That's one of the things I'm proudest of being able to do is make everything come together, even if you've made a few little mistakes. Yeah,
yeah. We're kind of like plastic surgeons, Pete.
Well, that makes sense.
We can fix almost anything.
So you're saying...
In your case, it's going to take a little more
work. Yeah, it would be.
But I could pick a throw rug. Like, for example, I had someone who picked some really interesting leather colors, but insisted on having a certain floor color. They didn't really go very well together, but I got throw rugs that incorporated all the colors together.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So that's a great lead in. So can you speak to what you have in throw rugs there?
Well, we have many different manufacturers that we represent. So we have thousands of options on throw rugs, all different sizes from, Mitch, help me on this. We can do shags. Well, can do wools.
So basically rugs are like, say I want a car. We have them. Petrochemicals made in Turkey with your polypropylene. They're inexpensive, 9x10 for $600-$500 to 10,000. We have the whole gamut from hand knotted, hand tufted, hand loom, killums, you know, broadlock. We have even weaving. So what that's just the jewel, you know, it's the tie on the suit. And Sydney's really good with it.
And then Mitch always calls me the pillow queen, but toss pillows, like Mitch just said.
Can you clarify that,
please? You know, that's one thing I can never figure out. Women always want a ton of pillows on the couch. I'm always throwing them off.
They're like a design element that pulls everything together. And those, they're really important.
It's accessorizing, Pete. Men typically, not all men, more Neanderthal. But what Cynthia is saying is you could take a neutral palette of a fabric sofa or of a leather, and people actually buy seasonal pillows. They'll have the colder, and the pillows change the complete look.
You know, that's actually, I had never thought about it that way. That's a great idea. You could have different pillows for different seasons.
You'd be surprised the amount of people that actually do that. And, you know, then we carry art. And
hold on just a second. Before you get into art, so do you carry pillows that they can choose from?
Oh, my God. By the way, a pillow for all seasons. I was going to tell you when I was young, I was a man for all seasons. You want me for the spring? I'm available, sweetheart. No, we carry amazing artwork. We have artwork that's very affordable. You can actually, it's an internal logins. Once we like you, you can actually click it on, choose the theme, you know, landscape, animal, whatever, you know, impressionist, and you can choose frame, no frame. We're talking from $200 to $1,000. And, you know, these are not originals, but they come out of LA, but you choose 50 different frames. You can really make it the way you want. Very easy.
So is this something they can choose from your site online, on your website?
No, this is something, you have to come in, you know. You know, if you want to meet me, sweetheart, you got to come in. You just can't swipe left and right. Come on.
That's why I said you're the Disneyland. You're not the Tinder. See?
No, we're the Tinder. The Tinder starts the relationship, but you have to have coffee, as we say. You got to have coffee.
Yeah, okay.
But in terms of pillows, since you asked me, we have over 10,000 fabrics that we can make pillows with bouillon and different sizes and different shapes. We also have ready-made pillow company.
You put the pillow in the chicken soup and it's called.
I was like, I've never heard of bouillon. So Cynthia.
They're like fringes or cordings.
They're treatments that hang off.
We can do all sorts of things. So.
Okay. That's cool. Now, do you have, as far as, okay, so we know there's this inventory issue and logistics issue. Yeah. Do you have some throw rugs in your showroom?
Yes.
We have throw rugs to sell. We have 18x18 square inch samples to touch and feel and see the actual colors.
If I may, our rugs tend to ship very quickly if they're in stock, and we could check. They're very different. They come UPS or FedEx. So you can literally have a throw rug as an afterthought in 2 weeks or less.
That's not so bad. So if they do want to go through your online inventory, basically, or customizing, get it pretty quick.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. That's the easy part. The other thing to remember is outside of your major pieces, which tend to be upholstery pieces or a dining table, we have so many. We have like 7,000 different end tables, coffee tables, console tables, things that you as afterthoughts that you still need. But a lot of those, we go online, we show you what's available, what's not available, what can be quicker from LA, from Texas. We also, ironically, the name is Leathers. As you know, we carry fabric and wood and industrial reclaim. We have the largest collection of Amish furniture from three, not only, and you're a wood guy, I'm a wood guy. Yeah. Indiana, Lancaster, and Millersville, Ohio, where you can do contemporary bedroom to traditional to shaker, choose oak, maple, cherry. And by the way, talk about wood price increases. Oh my God, that's another conversation.
I love Amish furniture.
They've Amish only raised. They used to go ahead and do oak, maple, cherry, character cherry, which is not clear, and hickory at one price. They woke up one day and realized that's dumb. They stopped drinking those Amish, and then they separated them. But they've only gone up about 10%, which is ridiculous. If you're out there building a home and you have a contractor, you pray that your price is only going up.
Considering 10%. The way wood prices have gone up lately, that's 10% a bargain.
It's a bargain.
10% is a bargain.
Our prices on Amish furniture is unbelievable. For solid wood and American made, I am so proud of all the things that we sell.
And I'm part Amish.
Hey, you look like it.
I'm Jamish.
You're Jamish. So do you, and the reason
I have a mustache.
By the way, guys, for all you guys listening, the reason why I like Amish furniture is the hand craftsmanship on it is second to none.
I'm best.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. But I'll tell you what, they do 15-step catalyzed finishes. You get to choose the wood, the species. They have contemporary, they have traditional. But you're buying something for all you patriots out there. You put your money when your mouth
made
is.
In America.
It is made truly, well, some people think the Amish are of another planet, but they are so smart, sharp as a consortium. They understand the appeal is the quality, like you're somebody who wants real quality like you.
No, I get it. You know what? They could park their buggy and horse outside of my
100%. No, they take the, I asked them how they got here once, Ivan. I said, you don't fly. He goes, we take the Oatsmobile.
That's awesome. All right, we come back. We're going to continue our discussion with Mitch and Cynthia from Leathers Home Furnishings. You can check them out at leathersgallery.com. They're out there in Issaquah, 5530 East Lakes of Amish Parkway Southeast. They're open pretty much all the time. You can give them a call at 425-392-7633. Remember, you can catch this show in perpetuity at mynorthwest.com/homematters. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with our longtime sponsors. You got Mr. Cool over there, Mitch Setlow, and his lovely partner, Cynthia Rosanova, also known as Xena Warrior Princess. Hey, before we get started, off air, because I got to ask this. But
we're not going to talk about my circumcision.
No. I don't want to talk. I did not want to ask about that. But you had said, what is your Hebrew name?
My Hebrew name, well, I'm a devout Catholic, but my Hebrew name is Melech, which means king. And remember that, by the way. But, not to be confused with Larry King.
Okay, but you said something about a wolf.
Yeah, my grandfather's name in Kiev was Wolf Danklevsky, so I'm Melech Wolf.
Are you from Kiev?
Not, my father was, and my grandma's.
My ancestors are from Kiev, too.
Oh, everybody's a social climber.
Hey, there you go.
Most of everybody, you know, all the comedians, all the Billy Crist, all those guys.
You know, Robin and I might Williams. Be related.
We might be.
We might be blood.
You look a little inbred.
Have you? So Mitch is the sofa king.
The have sofa ever, king, yes.
Have you ever heard that,
is it
that Saturday Night Live show about the sofa king?
Yeah, that's hard to replicate.
There we go. I love it.
Our sofa king. So yeah, but
all right, let's get back to the show. I just wanted to ask you about that because
all
the years we've been together, I never knew what your Hebrew name is.
Well, I'm not even a Hebrew. I'm actually Amish. I'm Quaker Amish.
Quaker Amish Catholic. That's a
Quaker
good
Oats.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's the point. We live in a country where we embrace diversity. At least most of us do.
All right. So I want to going back to the show. Thank you for the side venture there. So Cynthia, you had said before the last segment was over about kind of, and I was very interested about this whole integration. It's not just furniture; it's an empty canvas that you can help. And we're going to get into how you do design services and things like that there at Leathers. But one thing I want to ask is, because we never did cover this, is what should people come to you with to kind of get prepared before they come to Leathers Home Furnishings?
Well, ironically, most people forget they even need to have measurements before they come into the store. It's such
a measure the room. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that helps. You know,
and take some pictures. Take pictures.
You know, and it's not the end of the world if they don't have those things, because they email me their room plans, their measurements, pictures. I want to see all four walls. I want to see everything about what's going on, because that helps if they have walls, if they're working off of floor plans.
Okay, so whether it's a new or home remodel, do you want to see other rooms as well, or just that particular room they want to work on?
Well, if we are doing like one room and there's already something else done, I like to see all their
stuff. Especially if it's an open floor plan. A lot of people have what we call great rooms, and the kitchen is relevant because you're seeing the kitchen hard surfaces, and it might lead out to an outside. Yeah. But keep in mind, Cynthia's talking about, you know, in a perfect world, many people just need a sofa. Take a picture of the room from more than one angle. Don't give us a wide angle, you know, real estate shot. Take a picture and say, and then take a rough measurement, 14 by 20. That we can do in 5 minutes or less and come up with what's going to fit. That's if you're very, you know, everything's all set. You're just adding a piece. But what Cynthia is talking about is the, you know, she's embellishing what we do, which is true, is we can do the whole palette, a part of the palette, you know, just a sofa, an end table. But if you need the whole kitchen, you know, the kitchen sink, you need to bring in some of these. If you have samples of your hard surfaces, all that's just helpful, because here's something, you guys out there in Radio Land, we don't charge for this. I'm emphasizing this. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. No, I agree. That leads me to, so basically, so they're going to come in and, you know, look, in engineering school, we are always trained form, fit, function. So you guys are talking about form, right? It's the architectural intent. What are we doing? Now, I own a Spanish home, but my furniture is very eclectic. We have different pieces in different rooms. So you can go eclectic, or you can go as an architectural integration, but you guys can help with
form, right? The key word you said earlier in the show was eclectic. So that is a word that's kind of, you know, expanded and utilized for almost everything. But what it really means is, at the end of the day, people today are not buying sets. And you have a Tuscan style home, but you might have a very contemporary piece. And people are not as they're not as feeling as funneled into, I have to have the Vanna White. Remember the Vanna White, where everything matches. So that's another reason. So like, you have a Tuscan home, but you occasionally you have Chinese food, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So there you go.
I think that's a great way to go. And one thing, and we have talked about this over the years, but I do want to point this out and stress this to everybody listening, is when you go into a company or a business like Leathers, you can do a whole set, but if you're just buying one piece at a time, it's a great investment, and they have quality that you can pass down through the generations. The stuff lasts, right? I like, you know, Mitch, we're going to get into actual leather, but, you know, one thing I learned from you is leather gets better with age, just like maybe you do too.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Pete, and that will get you another $2 a crate. No, literally, remember, good furniture doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
And today, taste is sometimes handed down. Today, we want instant gratification. People buy stuff online all day long, Cynthia and I and our staff here. I bought something online. It doesn't feel good, doesn't sit good. A $9.99 leather sofa does not exist. That's called a bycast bonded leather from some ghetto in some terrible place in China where there's outgassing. You have to know, you don't have to spend a lot, but we tell you what's in it, what's on it, and whether it's fabric or leather. And all of a sudden you go, hello, maybe I need to spend a little more to go a lot more.
Yeah. But it's like we've talked about, and I talked with all my sponsors about this, it's the initial cost versus the total cost of ownership, where you could be replacing that couch or whatever multiple times over. You buy it at your place and you've got it for good, pretty much.
Well, you know, people call me from 20 years ago. Most of our pieces have removable seat cushions. They go, oh my God, my 300-pound husband's, what I'm just making a point, they're large husband's been sitting on this cushion. She goes, I can't believe the cushions are broken down 20 years later.
I say, really?
And I go, really?
That would
really?
Be a fact.
Send me a picture of your husband 20 years ago and today, sweetheart. The point is, you just unzip it and put a new core in from our stuff, whereas a lot of this cheaper stuff is sewn in cushions because it's built-in attrition. You're supposed to throw away in 3 or 5 years. And if that's what you want, our motto is you get rid of our furniture because you want to, not because you have to.
Well, and one other thing I want to point out, because I do believe I'm correct on this. From years ago, you told me this. You guys have been around since 1996, right? Is that correct?
Yes, you're dating me.
Well, I know, but the reason why I'm bringing that up is because if someone wants to come in 20 years later, you're still here, whereas a lot of places have come and gone, right? And that's important because you can support them through the life of their furniture.
Pete, Cynthia's more spiritual. If you bought for me 20 years ago and you're not around anymore, you could still come in.
you know what else?
By the way, real quick, her dog disappeared the other day.
Wait, no.
And one of her friends who talks to the nuns told her that the dog was eaten by a coyote. They did find the dog in the morning, by the way.
What I was going to say was some of our furniture is so classic that even if you bought something years ago, you can still get replacement cores for it.
Well, yeah, it's not so much. I agree.
Slow down here. So that's a big point.
Timeless,
I was going to get into that later, but let's talk about that now. What is a replacement core, like, say, in a couch?
$80, $100.
It depends on cost. But what is it? Is it the coils that you're talking
like this,
about?
The seat inside of the
removable
cushion.
Seat
the
cushion.
Removable foam.
Our furniture, literally, I would say 99% of the time, the foundation doesn't break down. It's the seat cushion. It's the coils below are the shock absorber. That's the trick with upholstery. You buy cheap foundation. It's like a cheap shock absorber. Your tire, it just breaks down. But no. It's like change your oil on a car you've had for 10 years. It's a nothing expense. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with
you. But by the way, we prefer you throw your couch away and buy a new one from us.
Yes, well, I almost said I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, it's really killing. You know, people they buy a computer, they get rid of it. They buy a cell phone, they get rid of it. They get married, they get rid of it. In furniture, they go, you know, I've had my furniture 25 years from you, Mitch. I can't believe it's got a little wear and tear on it.
You know, actually, that's kind of you're in planned self obsolescence because you sell things that last so long, right?
Yeah, we are an oxymoron in the
business. Yeah, it is. Well, you're an oxymoron in many ways, Mitch. I am.
I am timeless forever, and you can replace my cores for the right amount.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, you can't. My cores have never changed. I still believe in America. A greatness of America.
That's right.
Despite some of the morons we have today.
Well, that's a good thing. I do too.
And get a vaccine. I don't care whether you want to hear that or not. Get a vaccine.
That's your political statement for
that. No, that's my health. That's nothing to do with politics. We're the only country in the world that has turned the vaccine into a political. No, every country, China, Russia, Israel. It shouldn't be political. Just get a vaccine. Do something for your country.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
There you go. We got well. With that, we're gonna wind this segment down. we got more to talk about. I actually get in the 4 seconds.
God bless America.
We're gonna get back to the basics here with Mitch and Cynthia on actual leather furniture, which is where their beginnings came from. I'm gonna talk. We want to understand top grain versus bycast bonded. How to know a good quality sofa, the 8-way hand tied coils, all the great stuff that they carry that makes furniture last. You can check them out there at leathersgallery.com. They're out of 5530 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast in Issaquah, where the salmon run. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle Talk. This is Pete with Home Matters Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle Talk. You know, guys, I have to tell you, there's all kinds of fun stuff that goes on between segments here. And this is why I'm chuckling, because Mitch and Cynthia always make me laugh. I always enjoy talking to you guys over the years. Mitch has got some crazy picture. Who is that?
That's a chair at our showroom.
Oh, it's a chair.
Leather with the eighth Duke of Wellington with Ray-Bans on.
That
on
is amazing. That's actually the chair that's in there. Okay, yeah, if there's nothing else, guys, you got to get down there to Leathers Home Furnishing in Issaquah. See that chair? He just showed it to me. It's really, really cool looking. I'm gonna come see that chair.
No, it's a great. No, and I also have it? We have that. We also have the same chair my buddy does with Napoleon on the back imprinted and
Shakespeare.
And Shakespeare.
I want the Shakespeare chair.
Yeah, very cool. No, we have. If you come to our showroom, if you guys who's ever crazy enough to listen to this show, what time you play at 4 a.m? You know, truck drive. All you truck drivers
out
there.
Lots of people listen to the show, and they will come.
All you truck drivers and crackheads, you got to come to the showroom. A guy stole a credit card the other day and walked out with a carved dog with a cigar, and gave us a credit card. And my gal ran it by mistake. It said $2.28 available. She thought it was $2.28. She was short. And so the guy stole a card, walked in the store, got a $1,500 dog with a cigar sculpture, and walked out.
Really?
Anyway.
Wow. You know, when we kind of talked just now about unique things that our store has. And I would say every single day, customers come in and they remark on how unique our furniture is. I know we keep saying we're eclectic, but you see, you can buy the most simplest lined furniture as well.
Yeah.
But you can also see things that you will never, ever see anyplace else, like some box store. Mitch is from New York, I'm from LA, and I think we bring in our buying really unique things to the Pacific Northwest, and people love it.
Well, Cynthia, I can't agree with you more, and I've been to your place. That's why I say you guys are the most eclectic furniture showroom in the Northwest, because you have so much inventory. You've got Live Edge, you've got
industrial.
Now, Mitch, one thing I wanted to ask you, because you did bring this up and it's important, the Italian inventory you have coming in, can you talk about that?
Yes, real quick. So pronto. We're bringing a very large introduction. We already have four very Nicoline gamma, but we Encanto. But we're bringing in another line called. I bought a complete container of very cool pieces. Thank God they're almost here, but they're ready to go, ready to show. Contemporary sectional. Some have recliners. Some low profile. I'm just saying we're introducing a lot of more contemporary to the showroom because of demand, Pete.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people. Yeah,
but you have all different kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
metal inlay. Yeah. I mean, the stuff you have is amazing. I love some of your modern furniture too. And there's some things that are very vibrant in color. They could be a great focal point, right, as a visual piece in a room.
If we don't have it, and you tell people, we kill them. No, seriously.
Okay, that's what we don't.
If we don't have it, we lied to them. Not to worry. No, but seriously, when you walk into our showroom and you see something, you're sort of like, that company might have another 200 cool pieces that we open up a window into your mind. You say, oh my God, I didn't know that I could get something like that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the reason why I bring that up is because you can go to the other stores, like Mitch is talking about with Big Box, but there are a lot of vanilla, right? The same thing, things mad, blah, blah, blah. You want to come into something where you're going to get some, I mean, people come into your home, they're actual talking pieces. That's what Leathers can do for
art as furniture. Absolutely.
Yeah. I need to say one thing too. You know, there's a couple box stores that are really good stores, really quality in terms of their visuals, but it's more about visuals than it's control. But we carry some of the manufacturers that actually make for them, but at that private label, because a lot of these stores that are very popular now, the big names, and they're great stores from the Restoration Harvey's Pie. All these are wonderful stores, but most of them don't make anything. We buy from similar manufacturers and don't private label. So we're more competitive on certain things. And people do like that because, you know, we live in a relatively wealthy area, as you know, but wealth has nothing to do with looking for the deal, as you know.
Well, and that brings me back to one point, because I didn't get a chance to talk about this a couple segments ago. And Cynthia, I do want to ask you this question, because one of the things I believe that sets you guys apart is you talked about the design service, the integration. So can you speak to, like, you and your staff? Mitch mentioned it was complimentary. But what does that mean from your standpoint? What is this design service that you provide?
Let me just make it really easy, then Cindy can expand. You come in, we help you do a floor plan. It costs you nothing. If you're going to buy a $5,000 sofa, we charge you $10,000. I'm just joking.
That's where you make the money. I do it.
No. We offer a reasonable amount of time spent with a client who's invested with us. We'll do a house call or they'll come in to provide that service. If they want us to spend days on working on their floor plans for every room that is not even relevant to us, that would be an abuse of our services. And right. So we have designers that call us and we will go ahead. If you need three rooms worth of furniture, just come in. We'll show you what we can do. Shop around. Pay somebody if you think you need to. We don't care. We're just there to service. We bring your designer, bring yourself in, bring your floor plans. But the complimentary means you come in and say, I need this. I need a sectional. Bam. And there's where we take off.
And I think the other unique thing about our designers is they all have like 30, 40 years of experience.
Our people in-house.
People. It's not just someone who, you know, thought they were good at design and got a job in this department. Then they transferred them over to the right. home furniture.
Or the client who says, my friend's a designer. Kiss of death. And all my employees, they get free walkers when they work for me.
I was just going to say, if they've had 30, 40 years of experience, it must all be
all on social. We started really young.
We started young, but we use Botox and we take iron supplement. But I guarantee you at my age, which I won't tell you because I finally become the year of my graduation and I want to stay that way. My birthday is August 28th. Anyone who comes in before August 28th gets charged less than anyone who comes in after August 28th. That's my deal.
And that's your birthday special?
Yes, that's kind of. I'm going to be wearing my.
You got 1 month. I'm
going to wear a leather Speedo. Okay, very let's good. Talk about leather. Let's segue okay, into leather.
Yeah, so we have a few more minutes, and I wanted to get, because this is, I mean, you do have all kinds of different types of furniture, but yes. One of your old standboys is leather. So let's yes. talk about leather furniture.
Okay.
You had said before, years and years gone by, you carry top grain, but I know there's other types. So tell us about the quality of leather, what you carry versus maybe a bi-cast or a bonded.
Okay, I'll make it real easy because it's boring. So just pretend leather's a piece of oak. We sell the real oak floor. In the last 30 years, they've come up with using the almost leather. So that second leather slice twice, the second layer, it's called the bi-cast. It's a piece of garbage. It's what you clean your car like a chamois. They found ways to stain and put urethane. That's called a bi-cast. Also online, it's called all leather. Never buy anything online that says all leather. Never buy anything online in furniture anyway. So never buy anything that says all leather. It means it's not top. Top grain doesn't matter whether it's a painted leather or naked leather. Just imagine you bought your wood for your floor. It's all the same. That oak floor is oak is oak is oak is oak. Whether it's clear or not, it's strong, it's good. Then you call your wood finisher and say, I want it scraped, I want it antique, I want it 15. You're paying for the process. So we have the largest collection of leather on the West Coast. We have naked leathers, heat shrunk leathers, oil leathers, nubuck leathers, sanded leathers, acid etch, exotics, whatever you want. The cool thing is you never buy leather by grade. There's no grades. The only thing in the leather is top grain. After that, some companies go A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If a salesman tells you, if you shop around, that he has the best leather, best grade, he doesn't know what he's talking about, just leave and come to leathers, because there's no such thing as the best leather. It's the best leather for your application. If you want a distressed leather, if you have a daycare, we have, our staff is great. My staff will tell you what's in and what's on it. Only buy top grain leather. Only buy anything that says all leather is garbage, caca, doo-doo. End of story.
All right. Thank you. And by the way, leather is great for pets, and it only gets better with yes. time. So if your cat's
biggest question
creates the
biggest. Sorry, but it's very important. Everyone who has the misinformation, if you have cats, you buy leather. If you have ever had pets and you have a car, who has fabric? Leather is the most durable sheet upholstery known to mankind. Top grain.
Check these guys out. Leather's Home Furnishings, leathersgallery.com. If you want to visit them out there, go to the showroom. That's what I'm saying. You can look at their website. The address is there, 5530 East Lake Sammamish. Parkway Southeast in Issaquah. Give them a call at 425-392-7632. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle Talk.